Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field-level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers against Tampa Bay at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, April 21st. Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. For your chance to win, it's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, box office blitz, and The Fan. Listen again tomorrow at the same time for another chance to win. Let's get the Yankees starting lineup here, BT. Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by 1800 Tequila and their lineup of the best tastes in tequilas, Cristalino, Añejo, Reposado, Millennial, and Coconut. Same old stuff here. Volpe leading it off. Soto, the number two spot. Judge, number three.
Is Judge DH'ing or playing the outfield
center
today?
Center field.
Interesting.
Judge is in center. Rizzo's at first. Stanton is DH'ing behind him. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Glaber is at second base, batting sixth.
Okay.
Verdugo, seventh and left. Cabrera moves up to the eighth spot, playing third.
I'm sure Austin Wells behind the dish
Austin
tonight.
Wells is ninth in catching, okay. And Stroman, obviously, is pitching.
All right. Last night was the first. I don't think it made a big difference, but last night was the first time Trevino caught Rodon at all. Because remember, Trevino was coming off the injury, and he didn't catch him in spring at all. And the first couple of the starts for Rodon, it was Austin Wells. I liked his. Listen, I told you all winter, or at least all early, late winter, that I thought Austin Wells was going to bang some home runs this year. I don't know about the average. I have no idea what that's going to be. I think he's going to really give you a little pop. Nice to see him. It would be nice to see him jump in and start losing a few balls in the seats, because he's a prodigious power guy. He doesn't run, although he's not mm-hmm. like Steve Balboni, but there's no other real plus skill. He's not going to be a high average hitter, I don't think. He doesn't have a rocket, not a great catcher.
He's
got to hit home runs.
Right now, the catching spot has been a zero.
It's been a big problem. Oh, yeah. I'm not a big Trevino
guy.
It's
something there. I think it'll eventually level out and be okay.
Yeah.
Even Trevino, he's not going to be an all-star, but he should be a guy.
Okay. He's okay. He's just a soft hitter. Yeah. I know last night aside, he's soft.
Right. Well, zero threat of power from him, but yeah, at least he'll be
behind. You look up, it's 0-2, it's 1-2. I feel like every time he steps in the box, it's 1-2.
All right, we get the Mets game coming up in a little bit. We'll keep our eyes on that and see if the Mets could go for the sweep. Yankees later on, first pitch, I think 3:07, so we'll have the coverage here, the pregame coverage on The Fan coming up after us. Is the Yanks look to avoid the sweep and try to stop their three-game losing streak. One note in the NBA before we get back to the calls here. Jonte Porter, who I have not been, I mean, I've heard about the name. I have no idea who the guy is. He's a G League player, whatever it is. But, you know, you heard about the stories about him, you know, gambling on the NBA. The official news now, Jonte Porter has been given a lifetime ban from the NBA due to betting on games. And, you know, he, I guess, shared information with a bettor about his physical health prior to a March 20th game for the Raptors. He basically told the team he was ill and didn't want to play, and there was an $80,000 parlay placed that could have paid out $1.1 million, but because of the suspicious activity, the bet was frozen. He bet in other games, I think 13 other games, some of which, you know, included the Raptors, and he actually bet against them. And this was even, well, he wasn't in the NBA, but he was in the, with the, you know, G League team. Still, I mean, it's deplorable. It's unbelievable to me, BT, that somebody would even, like, I get that people have gambling issues.
Yes.
But you're ruining your entire life and career by doing this. For
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but it's no, I listen, there's no buts. So let me say, yes, true. And it's sad, but it's also a sickness, or it's born out of, you know, greed and or desperation. Somebody like, you know, Jonte Porter, who's on a two-way contract, he's saying to himself, and it, meaning he's not making a ton of money, he's sitting there saying, all right, maybe I can rip off 50,000 here, 80 large here, 110 here, split it a little bit with my guy. I'll keep my name
now,
out of
it. What does he make in the, is it G League or D League?
It's, well, it's G.
They change it, G League. Okay.
Yeah, it's G.
What do they change? What do they make in the G League?
I would say, I don't know off the top of my head, I want to say if you're on a two-way contract.
Yeah, like, are we talking?
A couple of hundred thousand. You're not making $35,000. You're making a couple hundred thousand dollars. You're doing okay,
but not like
you're not rolling in
not
the money.
Not close to like not $500,000. Not a million.
I don't think it's that much. I think it's lower than that. No, because you know why? Toppin's brother. Remember, Jacob was on a two way. Maybe yeah. Hoff has the exact number. Or
how much
does.
So did you say 48,000?
40,500 per season.
God,
no,
that's,
but
he's
missing
Caitlin
the point.
Clark.
No, that's wrong. That's for the G League. If you just play in the G League,
but when you get on a
when
two-way
you get a
contract. Two-way
contract, it's obviously split NBA rate versus the G League rate.
Okay, still,
so it's okay. I mean, you're going to make a couple of $100,000 playing basketball,
right? But the risk here is losing that couple $100,000, mm-hmm, or whatever income you may have, like, for life. For what? To win $1 million?
Well, you think you're better than the system, bro. You think you're going to buck the odds and circumvent the authorities. The problem with this, and some people do, I guarantee there's somebody else in the NBA that, you know, gave his buddy some inside tips, and they've yet to get pinched, and maybe they won't get pinched. This is the way of the world. But what, and this is what I tell
my
kids.
When you do it to the level of 80, you know, 80 grand to win a million,
yeah,
on a guy who nobody's ever heard of.
With unnormal or really dramatically varied betting tendencies,
right,
that's going to tip off the
right
informants. And so I think that this is just another example for the younger generation that there's digital imprints. And, you know, back in the day, maybe it's a little bit easier to meet somebody in the parking lot. Hey, here's a bag. Here's 125,000, you know, 100 whatever large, and here's cash, and you can't track it and whatever. But now when you start, you know, whether it's text to, hey, let's do this, I'm going to play sick, and or my teammate's got a pulled hamstring, he's going to play, but he's 50%, and might be on a minutes restriction. You don't think that this happens all the time? It does.
Well, it continues to happen. Even when it's been out there where guys get nailed, whether it's Calvin Ridley, whether it's, you know, Otani's guy.
Yep. Which, like, keeps getting worse, by the way, the Otani stuff.
For
Otani's interpreter, not for Otani himself, but the amount of money, the depth of the problem. Listen, this is why.
And it's not going to stop here.
No, it's not. And this is why it's got to be a rule that is without compromise. You know, I know the Pete Rose stuff, and there's so many things that have happened, indiscretions by other athletes, domestic violence, and, mm-hmm, you know, racists.
But those things don't compromise the integrity of the game.
That's the thing. And
not
as
that
much,
they're good, obviously.
Yeah, I know. As much as we can sit here, and I don't know exactly where you stand on Pete Rose, but I could say put him in, you know, whatever, you know, steroid cheats are in there. Once the authenticity of a game is compromised, it impacts viewership and their belief in the product, which directly influences their willingness to spend money, which hurts the and that's when they punch back.
When you take away the integrity of the games, you have nothing.
You got nothing.
So where I stand on Pete was the fan in me grew up loving Pete Rose and didn't want to believe that he did something bad.
Okay.
But my...
Yeah, you were still pretty young when that went down. 89? When did Pete Rose get...
Yeah, I mean, I was
10
years
pitched.
Old.
You were still pretty young.
Yeah,
I got
baseball. I love Pete Rose, yeah, and, you know, still think he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I, mm-hmm, mean, that's on... You can't debate that. And I feel bad that he's not in the Hall of Fame. However, you know, after now where we've evolved with the gambling, I think it's got to be cut and dry where... My ruling, if I were commissioner in all sports, if you bet, period, I don't care if it's what Calvin Ridley did, I don't care if it's what Pete Rose did, I don't care if it's what this guy did,
yeah,
you're done. That's it.
Wow.
Lifetime ban forever, never associated with the sport. You lose your salary. You lose the ability to earn in these particular leagues.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the only way to make sure. Like, Calvin Ridley was given a second chance. He shouldn't have been. He should have been suspended for life. Lifetime ban. That's it. No coming back. You bet on football. You can't do it. There's no excuse because you can't ruin the integrity of the game. This guy now did it more egregiously, but a bet is a bet. I'm sorry. You're either going to allow it or you're not. And the only way to police it is with a rule with an iron fist.
You got to drop the hammer.
Dude, you bet you're done. So I can't say Pete should be in the Hall of Fame and be honored and then say lifetime ban. If you bet on sports, especially now,
it should
be a lifetime
ban. I'm largely with you until you said especially now. That's where I go the exact opposite. Because with all of these leagues getting in bed with gambling outfits, to me it seems so inconsistent to be so without any flexibility now. Like back then, you know, we didn't watch the Yanks and the Mets on Channel 11 and Channel 9 and see, you know, betting advertisements. Yeah. You'd see no pepper on the back of the fence behind home plate. So because betting and the betting space has infiltrated and permeated every sport on such an obvious, clear level, I almost think that the leagues have to be a little more understanding. I think the exact opposite of what you just said now.
But it's clearly not for the players. And people could say that and be like, oh, well, everybody can gamble. Yeah, you can, but you're not participating in the game, potentially ruining the integrity of the sport. Without that, it all folds. Gambling's not going away. It's only getting bigger, which is fine. You got to be able to control it. And I do love the fact that there are positive messages out there, meaning responsible gaming.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah, responsible gaming is not the problem.
Nope.
It's people with gambling problems.
Agreed.
that have. So it's not gambling itself. It's the people with gambling problems. So you got to teach and preach responsible gaming for those who can handle it. I admit, like, I struggle with it myself, but I'm also not a player. If I bet, it's not hurting anybody other than me and my family. And those are separate issues.
Yeah.
If Calvin Ridley bets, or this Porter, whatever his name is, they bet, they're potentially ruining the whole thing. You can't have it. Pete Rose, same thing. Like, you can't have it. And what's the punishment? If I tell Calvin Ridley you're suspended for a year, okay, that sucks for a year, but now he's back earning like nothing ever happened. This guy's an insignificant player, which is part of why he did it, because he's not making enough money, but it's also it's not going to be real impactful until a significant player gets.
Oh, and it's going to happen.
Lifetime ban.
Two quick ones for you. Number one, Aaron Rodgers, big golfer. What if Aaron Rodgers bet $375,000 on Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters, or, you know, Jason Day on a ridiculous long shot, or something? Would you have an issue with that? It's just the sport.
I think it's betting on your sport is the issue. So I'm even giving you the leniency of, like, Jeff McNeil could watch, they just showed him, which is why I'm bringing him up on SNY, not any particular reason. They showed him during the pregame. Jeff McNeil could go bet $1 million on the Giants to beat the Jets.
And it's okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so
Jeff
McNeil
cannot bet on baseball.
Yeah, no, I don't really disagree with that. But listen, at the end of the day, you've got to understand what is dangerous and what is illegal. Now, I still don't know the answer to that. I just never did. I think I mentioned this a while ago. Like, you don't think, especially when I first started doing St. John's games, my buddies weren't like, yo, Johnny's going to cover. Yo, is this guy playing? Yo, what about that? I'm like, I'm not getting involved, dude.
Right.
You know, like, I don't.
You're going to ruin your career with St. John's?
No, there's no chance.
Yeah, right.
Now, I haven't looked at my contract with St. John's because I've been with them for so long.
Right.
The terms really haven't changed. Yeah,
college basketball, probably not.
I don't know, but I don't even take that chance because it's to me it's I don't know if it's illegal, but it's unethical and uncomfortable enough for me, even to the point where I don't even. And this would be easier. Like, listen, gambling is about tightening up the odds in your favor. You don't think I'd have more of a chance to win St. John's Georgetown than the Chiefs and the Chargers on Sunday night? I know more.
Right.
But I don't even tell my buddies, like, hey, throw me in for X amount. Johnny's covering the five against you. Because through their account, because I don't want to be attached to it.
Right.
You know, so I think you've got to understand what's, you know, what works for you and what doesn't. Well, this guy deserves what he's got coming.
It's why NFL employees can't bet. Like, we've heard from, I think it was, what the hell is his name? Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football has talked about this. Like, that you, any NFL employee, you know, they had the Super Bowl in Vegas or whatever it was. Like, you can't, you can't, you shouldn't even be seen in these casinos, basically, because you shouldn't be betting on NFL. Now, I don't know.
Not players, though. You just coaches and administrators. Players
general,
can go through the casinos.
Right. I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
Like, if you work for the NFL, you cannot gamble on the NFL, right?
I don't think you could gamble. Like, if you're a coach, so if Robert Saleh's walking through the Mirage or whatever, and he wants to play craps, I don't think he's allowed to. Players
See, I'm not
are.
Sure about that.
I
extent.
Don't think that they
and,
are.
And then what about, like, could LeBron James bet on the Cavs?
Excuse me,
on the
Cavs.
On the Browns or whatever?
I think so.
Like, could he bet football?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm not sure about those.
I think he could.
But it's a fine line there. I would say that people should be allowed to bet on sports that they have no association with. But then it becomes, okay, well, if you're going to do that, you know, who's to say you don't sneak one in like you
That's
said with somebody else?
That's where it gets.
All right, but then you're just going to ban everybody who works in sports, period, to not be able to gamble?
No, like, not while you're monetizing it. That's too disingenuous. That's why I bring up how it's a different climate
and,
now. You
and
can't
I'm not,
do that.
I'm not anti-gambling.
No.
I'm anti, you know, ruining the integrity of sport.
Anti-compromise.
Which only happens if somebody that can impact the game, coach, player,
ref,
obviously, if they are betting on, like, if you're an official in any sport, I don't think you should be gambling.
Oh God, no!
Like, that's got to be part. Like, it's just part of the job. You can't bet. You get you bet your lifetime ban. That's it.
I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!